You're listening to Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And Barb, today we're going to be talking about that tenuous relationship between a husband and a wife and both sets of in-laws. Because we know that moms and dads, you know, raise up a son, raise up a daughter. There may be step-parenting involved as far as stepmoms and stepdads. So sometimes there's complexity. But when they release their son, their daughter, into a marriage, that marriage needs to have boundary around it. But there are times when stress is occurring internally, externally for that couple, and they step into communication with their folks. And sometimes we have to figure out, how do you put the genie back in the bottle? Because this can create even additional conflict.
Oh, especially when there has not been safety, and if there has been abuse at any level, and rightfully so, any parent would want to step in and protect as any friend or any anyone that has any sense of health in them. We've got to guard and to steward those that have been violated or an abusive situation. So we want to say that we stand behind that first and foremost.
I mean, God addresses this in the book of Genesis. And so we're just going to take some time and unpack this. When a man and a woman, you know, marry, you know, a man is encouraged, a woman is encouraged to leave their mother and father, to cleave to one another, to become one, and then to experience transparency and intimacy and the joy of oneness within marriage. So we're leaving, we're cleaving, we're becoming one, and then experiencing nakedness and connectedness and transparency and the oneness. And so when things are honoring, when things are safe, when things are secure, that husband and that wife need to discern, how much do they communicate with their parents about what's going on within their marriage? You know, I mean, daughters talk to their moms, and daughters talk to their dads, and sons talk to their moms and talk to their dads. And yet, before we establish those kinds of communications, if it's not a safety issue, as you said, or an abuse issue, we need to figure out, what are the boundaries around that? Because when we leave and cleave and become one, and there's honor and respect and connection and safety and security, then there are certainly things that when we tell the in-laws, and then there is a conflict, and then the husband and wife make up, but the in-laws are sitting back going, I'm still frustrated, you know, with my son-in-law or my daughter-in-law, and I, you know, I'm just frustrated. I'm upset. I'm mad. I'm disappointed. I'm whatever. And then it can really take time for those other dynamics to enhance and strengthen back in the relationship. And so this gets kind of sticky for couples, because they go, well, give me a black and white answer. I don't think there is one. I think it's a gray answer. So let me start on one end of the spectrum as a counselor. And we write about this in the Great Marriage Q&A book. If that husband and wife are honoring each other, their safety, their security, certainly there are times when the adult children are going to talk to their folks. And you certainly don't want to jump into the black and white and say, well, you can't talk to your folks. Of course you got to talk to your folks. I mean, that intimacy of that relationship is very significant. Now, if you're telling secrets, if you're investing things and your spouse is being dishonored, is being backdoored, is being belittled, you know what? Then you're crossing boundaries. And that's very difficult, because if you're creating that kind of a dyad with your parent, adult children, then you know what? Your spouse is never going to measure up. You're not really leaving and cleaving. Now, where does it get sticky? Well, here's where I think it gets sticky as a counselor and as a marriage coach, is when there is risk, when there is threat, when there is lack of security. I think what's really, really appropriate, unless we're talking about extreme domestic violence or something, is for the husband and wife to turn to each other and say, you know what? I need to get counsel. And I'm willing to talk to our pastor, I'm willing to talk to our counselor, but I also want you to know, you know, we're really butting heads on this deal, and I would like to seek my mom's perspective, my dad's perspective. When that is blessed by the spouse, even though it's going to be uncomfortable, game on, then it's green light. When we're going around the spouse, and it's not a risky situation, I think that's where this thing gets sticky. And so it's all about the word integrity. It's all about the word honesty. It's all about a new husband and wife saying, you know what, we need help. We need coaching. We need encouragement. We need blessing. You know, we need those who have gone before us that have wisdom to help us get through some of these issues.
You know, Gary, oftentimes we will talk to multi-generational families where there has been a violation of trust. And so even when the couple begins to work through it, then you've got the need for rebuilding trust within the multi-generation. And so that's the diciness that you're talking about right now. So when that happens, it's as though everybody needs to stand back and say, what is the best interest for our children? What's the best interest is the fabric of a family? But at the same time, because we talk to so many that have been through abuse and very violative situations, the trust and integrity have got to be completely placed on the table. If anybody has made shortcuts and it's not truly dealt with, then it's hard to rebuild the trust if the trust isn't there.
Yeah, and so let's say, you know, Bill and Susie are married. Bill commits adultery. Susie talks to her folks, and they go through a separation, and then they get back together, and they start working through the issue. Well, Susie's parents are still deeply offended. So let's bring this down to what are the things that Bill is incumbent upon Bill to do? Well, one of the things is he needs to shore up his marriage and the boundary around his marriage. He needs to realize that his adultery has consequences. And he not only offended his wife, but he offended her family and other people that care deeply. I mean, he offended God. I mean, this is a major offense. And so just making it right with your spouse doesn't mean it gets right with everybody else. So what does he do? Well, I think it's incumbent upon him to go to the in-laws and to surrender the pride, to confess that he dishonored their daughter. He loves her. They're trying to, you know, make it right. They're working through it. It's going to take time for them to make it right. But you know what? He also needs to make it right with them. And forgiveness needs to occur over time. Communication needs to precede the forgiveness. They need to resolve the conflict. They need to deal with the emotions and realize that it's going to take time. And Bill, in this situation, needs to affirm his love for his spouse and exercise humility. And you know what, moms and dads, when we're on the other side of that stuff as the in-laws, we need to go in and make sure that our heart doesn't become hard. You know, we need to stay confessed. We need to learn how do we release some of those offenses. And so there's plenty of dynamic here for all of us to honor Christ, to honor one another, to honor the covenant of that marriage. But we also just want to coach people. The honoring the covenant of marriage does not give license to somebody to abuse, to be deceitful, to have just to move beyond, you know, a sin and into a pattern where their heart becomes hard, and they're using that boundary in order to dishonor their spouse even further.
Well, you know, there's such a difference between selfishness
and
selflessness.
Yeah.
And when you are selfless in marriage, and this is where we want to go, because every one of us want to have a sacred marriage relationship. It's two very imperfect people that make mistakes, but are choosing that that resolve to decide to learn how to become selfless. And I think that that it takes the insight to examine your own heart, to examine all your own mistakes, to put them on the table with your spouse and join together and resolve that you're going to work through it. We desire to help you have health in your marriage relationship and let go of some of those things that have contaminated. All those things that have contaminated, let go of all of those things of violation so that you can have a safe foundation to grow your marriage.
Yeah, so as you leave and as you cleave and as you become one and as you experience that connection, realize that that connection, when it is violated, there are consequences and it takes time to rebuild the trust. And yet when we are all surrendered, all of us involved in this, you know what? God can restore. He is the God of second chances. And we encourage you to step in to that grace today. We're the Rosbergs at AmericasFamilyCoaches.com.